Yeah, I think something that some will see. I wrote this a couple of years ago when I came here into the country, and I thought it's very cool here. I thought New York is Jimi Hendrix and everything is smooth and cool. And then I moved to Harlem and the white folks didn't visit me anymore and thought it's too dangerous up there. And I slowly learned about African American heritage, and then a poet invited me to read at a museum in Connecticut, and I wrote a poem called Tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. Greetings, dear Dr. Martin Luther King. Greetings from deep within. I do remember when you spoke about your dream of justice, brotherhood, and freedom for every shade of skin we're living in. But still too many people act lukewarm, without a standpoint, hanging in between, not knowing that every look away, every nothing to say does harm, cause in pretending not to see, they do agree. Shall we forgive them, cause they do not know? Is that so? You, Dr. Martin Luther King, you spoke about dignity, quality, worth, respect. Your dream by now should be a living fact. By now we all should care for one another, share and act. Because we all come from one root. And our root comes from one single tree. On this blue planet we should act like one big family. That's how it's meant to be. Love is the only key, but obviously this still is news. That's what I really see. It is a misery that people not yet understood. Every child should get a start in peace and love, should have a colorful, a playful childhood, untouched by fear, with an unbroken spine, knowing their parents and their teachers spread always their protection wing so they can grow into a humanhood divine. By now, all our children should be safe and sound. Your dream, dear Dr. Martin Luther King, by now should be the ground on which we put our foot. Our children need a teaching that is soul food, because every education starts with imitation. We all should have an attitude of joy and animation. We have to show them not to fall into the trap of mass manipulation. Our behavior, our belief in God has to be strong, so that the weaker ones have us to lean on. Even if outside rules and regulations do us wrong, we are the living proof that we can get along. And the solution to our problems, we must find. We cannot wait on politicians who most of the times are blind, caught in material success and fame, and play their ego game. I see it all, but do not waste my precious time to blame, cause with complaining everything stays just the same. We have to focus on the aim. Let's not depend on lies or lullabies, no matter how nice their disguise. Let's not submit to any unjust law spitting white lies, cause as you said, dear Dr. Martin Luther King, no one has to obey inhuman laws. In holy books nowhere is written such a thing. Never accept cruel brutality against any being. It is our duty to break out of sin in the wide open for everyone to see, and even willingly accept the penalty to rise the conscience inside the community. Every injustice will come to light The biggest fight is deep inside, so not to fight. I hardly raise my fist. I do not want a gun who needs to kill and to destroy us. Just a fool and devil's tool and toy. The truth is powerful enough. The truth will do. The truth survives. The truth no one can pursue. The only thing that ignorance can do is try to shut our mouth and shoot us down. But even if they kill a man who speaks the truth like you, dear Dr. Martin Luther King, the truth survives. For everybody they make die, new souls rise high, revealing the old lie. A time will come for everyone to see. There's a law. Some call it spirituality. We are together, woven in a network of mutuality. We are together, wear one single garment, which is destiny. Whatever does affect one being on this planet directly affects all others indirectly, no matter if they're blind or they can see. One day, also the blind, even the stubborn have to find whatever you do. One day, it's coming back to you. There's just one single root, one single tree. There comes a time where all of us will see there's a cure. As sure as we all gonna die, it's called the opening of the third eye. When every misconception has an end, when youth, health, name, and fame will fade away, truth still will stay. Your dream, dear Dr. Martin Luther King, is true. Be blessed. Your light is always cutting through.